This is Chuck Rust, Commissioner of the IVC. For the best area high school sports coverage, listen to WTUZ Big Z Sports.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9, Joe Geckler and Eric McElroy. Chris Kale off on assignment, performing his firefighter duties in Youngstown tonight, but I'm sure he's listening to us on WTUZ.com just like you can. If you want to text the word listen to our Weber Appliance text line, 330-339-9399, and you can get a link, and you're about two or three clicks away from hearing the show live if you get out of the area. But it's football time. We're going to talk football.
Hold on a second.
It's football.
What'd you just say?
It's football time.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's football time. And real quick update, just under 2 minutes to go in the Division I state semifinals in Columbus. Moeller leads Lorain 47-41. We'll keep you updated on that after this interview, but it's our pleasure to welcome in New Strasburg head football coach Curtis Pollock. There you go. I knew I was going to mess that up. Curtis Metzger joins us here in the studio. Curtis, congratulations on getting the position, and I know you're excited. You're a Strasburg lifer. You know, tell us about Curtis and who you are, and tell us about the family and everything. You can go from right there.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, it's been a dream of mine from when I was in fourth grade, you know, being with Coach Hurst and coming all the way up through. You know, I'm married to my wife. We met in high school sweethearts, as they call it. I got two kids right now and a third one coming in April. I got two boys and a girl coming. So,
daddy's little girl
yes,
coming.
Yes, yes. Right. But I've been coaching for Strasburg for 8 years, going into my ninth. So I've been there for the good. I've been there through the bad. And, you know, I think we got it going in the right direction right now.
And yeah, that's Coach Curtis Metzger, new head football coach for the Strasburg Tigers. By the way, we're on Facebook Live right now, presented by Speedy Sewer and Septic Cleaning, right there in Strasburg. Home products, services, inspections. Give them a call, 330-878-5423. We're on Facebook Live right now. Coach, how much do you think it helped that, I mean, you're already familiar with some of the players, familiar with the community. Like you said, you've been there eight, going on 9 years now.
It's huge. I mean, the support there is unreal. I mean, even when we're bad, the stands are still full, and the community rallies around you. That's what's nice about being in a small community. The sports run everything. So, that's what I like about being there. Everybody knows you. You can't go wrong.
Sure. You know, the last 3 years with Coach Pollock, obviously, if you don't know, Coach Kevin Pollock stepped away from the program and he wanted to get closer to home, which we wish him nothing but the best of luck. And as you told me off the air, he got a new job. I won't say where. I don't want to get him in trouble, but he did get a new job, landed on his feet. We'll talk about that coming up in the fall. But, you know, you were with him for three seasons. You guys were 2-8. And 4-6 last year. So you're making that progress. You do lose two key players off of last year's team with Andrew Cragen and Justin Stropke. But you had, you told me you when you announced it to the team, you had 31 kids show up. And that's twice as many as you guys have had on the field over the last couple of years. How much encouragement is that for you?
Oh, that was huge. You know, going in there, I didn't expect that. You know, I'm sitting there watching some of these kids walk in, and I'm going, okay, all right, you know, that's good. That's good. You know, and then I get home, and I count them up, and 31 names are on the paper. And I was like, that's a nice number to start with. You know, there's still kids out there walking the hallways that, you know, I'm going to go after. You know, me and my staff are going to go after. You know, that's what I told him in my interview. I'm going to be Urban Meyer. I'm going to go recruit. I'm going to sit in living rooms if I have to get some of these kids out.
Well, hey, you start winning like Urban Meyer. That's all good, too, Coach Metzger. Hey, now tell us a little bit about what you did. Obviously, now taking over head coaching duties. But before that, assistant on the squad, offense, defense, what'd you take part in?
Before Kevin and them were here, I was the defense coordinator under John Cox for a couple years, and then Kevin and them came in, and I was I ran the O line and D line with him.
And I mean, you obviously working not only like you said on the defensive side, then O line, D line. You've been around basically kind of every position there on the football field. But now you take on a different role, obviously your first head coaching position. I'm sure you're going to have to delegate some duties here and there and oversee the whole operation. Did Coach Pollock maybe prepare you a little bit, or anybody prepare you a little bit for what you're about to step into?
For sure. I mean, every guy that I've been under, they've helped me along the way. I can pick the good, pick the bad, and, you know, go from there. I'm sure there'll be bad in me, and I'm sure there'll be some good. So, but that's the good thing, you know. Kevin and Scott, his dad, were two great guys to learn from. You know, what Scott built up at Mogador speaks volumes, you know, and then getting to be around those guys for 2 years, you know, they led me in the right direction, I hope.
Sure. By the way, we're on Facebook Live right now, brought to you by Speedy Sewer and Septic Cleaning right there in Strasburg, 300 6th Street in Strasburg. And we're talking to new Strasburg Tigers head football coach Curtis Metzger. Hey, Shannon Thomas is one of the many watching on Facebook Live right now. He does a lot of work for us in the fall, in the wintertime too. Shannon's been busy for Big Z Sports out there covering different events and everything. He got a question in on Facebook Live. What's it like? What was it like working under Coach Cox?
Oh, it was fun. I mean, great guy. Very intense. You know, he came from, you know, McKinley, where a lot of numbers, but he was intense. You know, sometimes that was good, sometimes that was bad.
Yeah.
But you know, I learned a lot underneath him from him to take on this new role that I got.
And we have many folks saying congrats to you on Facebook Live. Tyler Walters, one of them, saying congrats. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And actually, me and Chris, our other host here of the show, ran into Coach Cox in the playoff game, Indian Valley Meadowbrook, when they played. And he talked nothing but good things about Strasburg. He misses it up there. He said, "I miss Metzger and those boys up there." So if he goes, if you ever run into him, tell him I said hi. But what can we expect from the Strasburg offense? Is it going to stay the same? Are you going to open up, spread it open? What are we going to do next season under the new guidance of Curtis Metzger?
If I was to say we're going to open it up and spread it open, I wouldn't be allowed back in Strasburg. No, it's going to stay the same. You know, it was like this when Coach Hurst was there. You know, smash mouth football, beat us to what we're best at. The Pee-wees have ran it for the past 2 years. Junior high has ran it, you know, and we've been successful with it, you know. Two 1,000-yard rushers, return the offensive line pretty much. I don't see a reason to change it, you know. We just got to get the numbers up, and we'll be all right.
Matthew Toole Sr., another one of many watching on Facebook Live. He also says congrats, Coach, on the new gig. And Joe, our boss, is watching. Joanne Obermiller.
Oh, geez.
Watching.
I think Curtis is related to Joanne.
Oh, you know what?
My wife.
That's right. I forgot about that. So shout out there. Josh Harstein says ground and pound, baby. Ground and pound. Hey, forgive me if you mentioned this already, Joe, but you went to Strasburg, right?
Yes.
What's it mean for you, not only you know, you've obviously been there for many years, but now you have that role of a head coach to your alma mater.
I mean, dream come true.
There you go.
Dream come true.
Now, if obviously you're losing Andrew Cregan, you're losing Justin Stropke, and any ideas of who you're going to put behind center next year and at that key running back spot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for the sophomore kid.
He's recruiting, Joe. Cape
Shubaldo. Cape Shubaldo to step up and play quarterback, and, you know, versatile man, Jerry Willoughby. You know, he was quarterback a couple years ago, tight end last year, main receiver. You know, I'm looking to move him to the running back role, you know, take over for Stropke. But we returned Zach Cheney, that had, you know, 600 yards or something like that, and got hurt week 7 or week 8, so he didn't even get to finish the season for us. You know, so that's big things that I look forward to coming in.
Now, obviously, you were in control of the defense the last couple of years, and last few years, I should say. Defense going to stay the same, still going to go a 4-4, if I remember right. Is that what you ran last year? You're going to stay with that scheme?
Yes. Yep. 4-4, same. You know, that was it's easy, you know. Line up and go find the ball. Let's hit somebody.
There you go.
Coach, you know a Bruce Metzger?
Unfortunately.
he's watching on Facebook Live now, too. He says congrats, but he may retract that statement now.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I know you're excited to get going. It's only March, and, you know, you have a few months to get everything in order, and I guess fall ball would start, what, end of July, first of August, and we wish you nothing but the best here at Big Z Sports, and don't worry, we're not going to forget about those Strasburg Tigers out there.
Hope you don't get sick of us, Coach.
Nope, you guys are welcome anytime.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we appreciate it, and good luck, and we can't wait to talk. We'll stop in sometime during fall camp, and we'll get to talking, and we'll have you on the show in the fall.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's Curtis Metzger, new head football coach at Strasburg. Congratulations to him, and best of luck to Kevin Pollock as he moves on to other adventures, and good luck to him.
You almost said where, didn't you?
I did, almost. I don't want to say because I don't want to ruin his surprise. But anyway, good luck to Coach Kevin Pollock as well. But again, congratulations to Curtis Metzger as he is the new head football coach at Strasburg. We'll take a timeout. Come back after this on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9.